We have to look at it from the back.
Half a mark.
A third or a half inch.
Can you show the other half of the wall?
I get these like, I don't know, tens of these.
Bring a bottle of that?
What?
It's a little tin.
Oh, yeah. Go to that. I like the big ones.
What? Well, I'm not happy to my place where you live or still look for dinner.
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm
not sure. Fish eye. Very good. Fish eye.
$9.99 for a liter and a half.
But time 99 is fine. You know, it's good work. It's better in California, why don't you have to pay?
There's still value to get legendary.
What?
I love this humility.
Jack.
We'll start the meeting in a minute or so.
Kids go to school as much.
I would like to call to order the meeting of Bethlehem City Council for Tuesday, August 16, 2011. I'd like that indication would be led by Pastor Edward A. Thompson of the Second Baptist Church. I'll have the pledge of the flag after.
Let's pray. Father God, I come to you this evening in the precious name of Jesus to thank and praise you for another day of life. I thank you for living in our country where we can freely participate in the governing from the federal level, even down to the local level. I ask for your blessings upon the City Council tonight as they review, discuss, and make decisions concerning the business of Bethlehem. And I ask that you guide us in these matters of government, that they may be discussed in a civil manner, and if there are disagreements, that we might recognize the right of others to disagree, but that we avoid developing a disagreeable spirit. Bless, O Lord, our time together tonight, and keep us in the palm of your hand as the apple of your eye, in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before everyone be seated, please, could we have a moment of silence for fallen police officer Robert A. Lasso and his family? Right, thank you very much.
Let's see, clerk, please take the roll.
Mrs. Belinsky?
Present.
Ms. Dolan?
Present.
Mr. Evans?
Present.
Mr. Maurer?
Present.
Mr. Reynolds?
Present.
Mr. DiGiacinto?
Present. We'd like to start the meeting off with reading a citation for Robert A. Lasso and his family, and I'll read it. Whereas the city of Bethlehem shares in the sympathy with our neighboring community of the borough of Freemansburg in the loss of police officer Robert A. Lasso. Whereas Officer Lasso, 31 years of age, was slain in the line of duty on Thursday, August 11, 2011, while responding to a disturbance call. And whereas Robert Lasso has, for the past 7 years, served the citizens of the borough of Freemansburg in the police department and was known for his commitment to the job, having assisted hundreds of Freemansburg residents by providing effective and efficient service. And whereas during his years of service, he gained the respect and trust of the officers with whom he worked and that of the people of borough of Freemansburg who came to know him. And whereas Officer Lasso will be forever remembered for making the ultimate sacrifice. Now therefore be it resolved that the Council of the City of Bethlehem extend their sincere condolences to the family, friends, and co-workers of Police Officer Robert A. Lasso. Thank you. Let's start the meeting tonight. We're with a public hearing. Prior to consideration of the regular agenda items for City Council, we will conduct a public hearing to receive public comment to consider revisions to the 2004, 2005, 2007, 2008, 9, 10, 11 Community Development Block Grant Programs, CDBG R Program, the Homelessness Prevention Rapid Rehousing Program, and the 2011 Home Investment Partnership Programs. Purpose for these revisions is to reprogram funds from prior year programs, revise specific project budgets, and create a new activity. Public hearings are conducted as follows. The acting president of council in this particular situation will recognize a member of the administration to make the presentation. Members of council will then have the opportunity to make comments and ask questions. The president of council will recognize the public for comments. Okay. Public hearing is called to order, and I will recognize Irene Woodward of Housing and Community Development Planner to make the presentation to the city.
Good evening. The changes to the community development budget are largely related to the reduction in federal funding of our CDBG allocation that we received. It was about 16.8% reduction in CDBG, and our home program was reduced 11.4%. So the changes to the budget that were presented just prior to this meeting at the Finance Committee include reprogramming of older funds to make up those budget differences, and reducing the public service cap, which there is a 15% cap on all public services, so we needed to reduce some of those to fall within that. In addition, we did make adjustments to the home program across the board to all of those activities. I would like to note that under the Housing Development Corporation, originally the proposal was to do Our Lady of Pompeii building. Now they are looking at a different church to do the redevelopment at the state St. Stanislaus building. And so that they're looking to do the construction of affordable housing at that site. And that has just recently come about. In addition, there's changes to the Community Development CDBG Recovery Act funds, including moving funds from the streetlights to the greenway. And finally, to the Homelessness Prevention and Rapid Rehousing Program to make adjustments within that program. If there's any questions.
Okay, I will, thank you, Ms. Woodward. I will turn to members of council for questions. This was discussed earlier this evening in the Finance Committee meeting. Seeing no comments or questions, now we'll recognize the public for comment. I don't think anyone signed up, so would anyone have any comment about this? I see no comment. Okay, Ordinance 10A is listed on the agenda for the first reading tonight, and the public hearing is adjourned. Okay, approval of minutes from August 2nd, 2001. Any questions or comments? We now have courtesy of the floor for public comment and ordinance resolutions to be voted on by council this evening, five-minute time limit. Please understand that there is going to be one of the administrative orders withdrawn tonight. It would be Reverend Christiana Miller, Fine Arts Commission, is AB2, so she is no longer on the agenda tonight for appointment. Anybody for courtesy of the floor? Okay, there be none. Old business, members of council. Okay, let's move on to communications. Communication 7A, City Solicitor, Public Officer Jeffrey Rogers, scheduling public hearing. Will the clerk please read 7A?
Memo dated August 10th, 2011. As you may be aware, in December of 2010, Officer Jeffrey Rogers accidentally discharged his firearm into the ceiling of the police locker room within City Hall. Officer Rogers then lied about his involvement in the incident to fellow officers and supervisors and attempted to cover up his involvement. As a result of this incident, the commissioner is recommending termination. Pursuant to 53 PACS Section 39408, any discipline involving the recommendation of termination must be brought before City Council for notice and a hearing. At the hearing before City Council, the employee may be represented by counsel. Attorney Donald Russo is representing Officer Rogers. Please take the necessary steps to schedule the hearing accordingly. A formal and more detailed specification of charges will be forthcoming following the conclusion of investigations by other agencies.
Thank you. A public hearing will be scheduled on this matter in the future. 7B, City Solicitor, Use Permit Agreement for Public Property, Celtic Fest, Inc., Celtic Classic, 2011, 12, and 13. Will the clerk please read 7B?
Memo dated August 10th, 2011. Attached is a proposed resolution and associated use permit agreement for Council's consideration.
This resolution will be listed on the September 6th agenda. Communication 7C, City Solicitor, Use Permit Agreement for Public Property, Arts Quest, Fall 2011, Steel Sacks Festivals and Events.
Memo dated August 8th, 2011. Attached is a proposed resolution and associated use permit agreement for Council's consideration.
This resolution will be listed on the September 6th agenda. Communication 7D, City Solicitor, Intergovernmental Cooperation and Purchase and Sale Agreement, East Allen Township and East Allen Township Municipal Authority, revised.
Memo dated August 15, 2011. As a follow-up to Mr. Spurk's memorandum dated August 12, 2011, it has been brought to my attention that an ordinance is required in connection with the above-referenced intergovernmental cooperation agreement. Therefore, please disregard the resolution previously forwarded to you and substitute the attached ordinance for Council's consideration.
Okay, this ordinance will be listed for first reading on the September 6th agenda. We'll move on to reports. Item A, President of Council has nothing to report. Our real President of Council is ill tonight, and we wish him all well, Mr. Donches. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Administrative Order Number 1367, I hereby appoint Sheila White, 2351 Woodcrest Avenue, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, 18017, to the Fine Arts Commission, and this appointment is effective through July 2012.
Any questions from Council?
The administrative order is sponsored by Mr. DiGiacinto and Mrs. Belinsky.
Okay. And now any questions from Council? Okay. Will the clerk take the roll?
Mrs. Belinsky?
Aye.
Ms. Dolan?
Aye.
Mr. Evans?
Aye.
Mr. Maurer?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. DiGiacinto?
Aye.
Thank you. Administrative order number 1369. I hereby appoint Clinton D. Walker, 123 East Church Street, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, 18018, to the Fine Arts Commission, and this appointment is effective through April 2014.
Resolution is sponsored by Mr. DiGiacinto and Mrs. Polinski.
Any questions or comments from council? Clerk, take the roll, please.
Mrs. Walensky?
Aye.
Ms. Dolan?
Aye.
Mr. Evans?
Aye.
Mr. Maurer?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. DeGiustino?
Aye. Finance Committee, Mr. Reynolds, with your report.
Yes, the Finance Committee met tonight at 6 p.m. in Town Hall prior to the City Council meeting. The committee considered the following and approved the following: amending community development budget, CDBG and home programs, final allocation, transfer of funds, limited fixed term contracts, and transfer of funds, EMS temporary help. Thank you.
Thank you. There are no ordinances for final passage tonight. New ordinances, we have Bill number 20, 2011, amending community development, CDBG, and home programs final allocation.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the community development budget for 2011. The Council of the City of Bethlehem hereby ordains Section 1, that total appropriations in the 2011 community development budget be decreased from $6,101,241 to $5,903,379. That the allocations listed in Section 2 be changed. That the revenues listed in Section 3 be changed. Section 4 is the repealer, and the bill is sponsored by Mr. Walensky and Mr. Evans.
Any members of council have questions or comments? Clerk, check the roll, please.
Mrs. Walensky?
Aye.
Ms. Dolan?
Aye.
Mr. Evans?
Aye.
Mr. Maurer?
Aye.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Mr. DeGiustino?
Aye. There are no resolutions tonight. Any new business, members of council? Okay, we have courtesy of the floor. 5 minutes of a comment on any subject.
I'd like to make a comment, please.
Okay. Actually, there's two people signed up ahead of you, Steve and Alex.
David Antalik, 737 Ridge. So we are well aware there's quick talk in this country, states like Arizona and Alabama and others are considering or have passed legislation controlling undocumented non-resident aliens. And it's become a problem, and fascinatingly, the City of Bethlehem preempted all these states by 1962 passing an ordinance about non-resident aliens. Non-resident aliens. And it said the new legislation requires that all people working within the City of Bethlehem must live within the City of Bethlehem. And the ordinance also stated that new employees must move in within 6 months of the ordinance, and those living with working in the city now, not living in the city, must have residency within 6 months after the ordinance is passed. So the idea being that as an undocumented aliens in this country today, these aliens should live in the city for two reasons. A, they're deriving privileges by getting a salary. And I understand that there are a number of high-level positions in the city are non-resident. So what is their responsibility to the city since they derive a benefit? Number one, living in the city would give them a better sense of city pride. Number two, the tax rolls. They become exempt of Bethlehem school district taxes and city real estate taxes, and in many cases, exempt from county taxes. So, what about this 1962 ordinance? Any comments? Should it be enforced? Is it being enforced?
I'm not sure anybody remembers that it exists.
Well, you have a copy of it in front of you. I gave each a copy from the morning call of February 14th, 1962. So the ordinance has been in effect in 1962.
We'll look into it, Mr. Antalis.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Birdsall?
No comment.
Ma'am?
Can I approach?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
This is the copy. Thank you. Good evening. My name is Sharon Rogers. I am the spouse of Jeffrey Rogers, the officer that you've mentioned tonight. And I've come today and provided you with a form, and my one question to you is, why are you doing this to our family? Why have you stopped our benefits? I have no medical benefits and I am sick. You have managed to cut off the benefits due to my husband's retirement, which you have in effect here as of the end of June. We've had no payment for 8 months. My husband has had no due process. You have agreed to a retirement. Now you want to fire him. Why? You don't have to answer that if you can't. But I would like to know why you're doing this to our family. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rogers, and we'll put your note in the record.
Please do. All
right. Any other public comment tonight? Mr. Bertos, go ahead.
Al Bernatos, 1004 Johnston Drive. Basically, over the last month, I've been able to take a look at the what's called the analytics that the City Council gets every month. And the first one I received was June. And looking at it in a vacuum, I really couldn't tell much from it. So I had, even though I have an MBA, I had a CPA help me understand what I'm looking at. So we sat down and we analyzed it. Then I was able to get April and May, and then I saw a trend. So then I asked for January, February, and March. So I had 6 months of the analytics, and I believe this is the same analytics the council gets every month. And it would seem to me that it would be very informative to the residents of Bethlehem if they knew what these numbers were every month, and if this were discussed publicly and openly. Probably should be discussed at the Finance Committee meeting. And I've been attending them, but really haven't spoken up. And I missed speaking up about this at the Finance Committee meeting earlier. And I really don't mean to do this as any kind of dig towards Council or even Finance Committee. I'm trying to run for office here. I'm trying to get familiar with things that are going on in the city. You folks on Council tend to have the catbird seat because you're seeing all these things every month. But the residents don't see them. Now, bottom line is, what I'm looking at is, here in June, I see that the city is in the hole, and please correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm looking at this for the first time this last month, okay? And I don't want to be shooting any arrows. But basically, it seems to be the city's in the hole $7.8 million by the end of June. And we're going to have another deficit by the end of this year, maybe in the $10 to $12 million range. Which tells me there's only two ways to get out of that. We're either going to borrow money or we're going to raise taxes. And it seems to be a well-kept secret. Now, I'm off the mark on that. You can correct me now, you can tell me later, you can let me know what's going on. But it would seem to me that the Finance Committee should at least monitor and audit what's going on in the administration and maybe openly discuss that every month. And let the people that are sitting there, and including the press, talk about what is causing the city to be $7.8 million in a hole at the end of June. And it's going to be worse by the end of the year. So the end of the year comes, and all the residents have a big surprise. Here comes another loan. Here comes another borrowing with higher interest rates. That's my point for the evening. So if anyone would like to respond, that would be fine. If I'm off the mark, let me know. If I'm not, then I'll probably come to the next Finance Committee meeting and ask a few questions about certain line items in there and try to get that information up on the table. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bertons. Anyone else? Okay. Yes, sir.
Good evening. My name is Yang Hao. I live at 3218 Martin Drive, Bethlehem. And this evening, I want to ask the City Council member about my request for consideration of sponsor a resolution to address zoning issue. I know we are going to talk about the zoning ordinance next time in September, but I want to keep reminding you that my request to you since June 2nd, I sent an email, and a couple of meeting ago, I can remember I gave you each of council member copy of our request with signature of several residents. And those issue should be addressed by our city council meeting, because my previous attempt to try to communicate with our city planning office, Ms. Heller, and the response was not satisfactory. And she told me in the email, she told me that all the issue I raised is had been addressed in new zoning ordinance draft. I looked over 2 days, page by page. I didn't find anything addressed that issue. For those people didn't not familiar with the issue I raised, this is regarding the special requirement for grocery store and all similar like a retail facility with loading dock for diesel-powered vehicles. As we know, the diesel exhaust can cause a lot of health harm to people. And there's EPA regulations and to regulate exposure of the diesel exhaust to the human. And as you know, in a recent example, and Elias Market want to build the diesel, the loading dock just 40 feet, 25 feet and 40 feet to our property. And that will cost just about 80 feet to our bedroom. That our concern is that once their loading dock is built, and we will allow their truck trailer to park and idle at the loading dock, and we have to breathe those exhausts day and night, will cause a lot of health issues, not only to ourselves but all to all the entire neighborhood. And that's why I keep writing letters and emails to all the city officials in the zoning planning office, and write letter and request our city council members to take the issue to address the issue. And I was wondering, is any update at this point? Is any member interested to sponsor such resolutions? Did you guys even read my request and email and everything?
I can't give you a response on that tonight. I will remind you that there will be a public hearing on the zoning ordinance on August 31st. It'll be the 1st or 2nd, and I believe we're gathering all information on that as we approach the meeting. August 31st will be the first zoning hearing board.
Okay, so the answer is I only can get any response on that day?
I will. There's no one that sponsored any resolution that I know of to date on your request.
Okay. So I'm just telling you guys, is for us is very serious. I know for the entire neighborhood is a very serious issue. We should address that issue. And please, thank you.
Thank you.
August 30th is the first time.
Okay. Okay, the meeting will be August 30th on the zoning hearing. At 7 here. So, any other comments?
Bill Shire, 1890 Eaton Avenue. Just to follow up on two of the speakers. Lately, I've been going by Elias Farm Market rather frequently in late, and every time there's a tractor trailer parked next to the building. Generally not idling, but there's always one there. And to follow up on Mr. Intellix, there's two other reasons why it would be good, and I presume that ordinance from 1962 hasn't been repealed, which is it makes for an interesting situation. But there's two other arguments for having city employees live in the city. And that is, they know the city better, so they can do their jobs better. And they care more about what they're doing because it has an effect on where they live. I mean, these are two fairly obvious things. And now it may be the case for certain positions where someone from outside the city is just significantly more qualified than any resident of the city that has applied for a job. And so there might be an exception from time to time. But to make sure it's an exception, I think it should be something that would be approved by the city council. In other words, all city employees should live in the city unless approved by the city council. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment tonight? There being none, this meeting is adjourned. I can't speak for Harvard. I can't speak for you.